Laudato Jesus Christus, Vatican and World News.
Today, Thursday, June 12th, is the feast of Pope St. Leo III. And these are today's headlines. Pope Leo XIV expresses his condolences for those who lost their lives in a plane crash in India. Los Angeles Archbishop Jose Gomez celebrates a Mass for Peace and Unity as protests against mass deportations continue. And the Church in Myanmar celebrates a jubilee of ecclesial movements. In the Vatican, I'm Christopher Wells. Pope Leo XIV thanked priests, deacons, and seminarians of the Diocese of Rome for their lives of service, their daily labors, their generosity in the exercise of their ministry, and for all that they live in silence, which at times is accompanied by suffering or misunderstanding. The Holy Father was speaking during an encounter at the Vatican on Thursday morning with the clergy of the diocese. The Holy Father greeted them with affection and friendship, saying he wanted to meet with them in order to get to know them better and to begin walking together in faith and love for the Church. Deborah Castellano-Lubov has this report.
Siete tutti preziosi agli occhi di Dio e nella realizzazione del suo progetto.
You are all precious in the eyes of God and in the realization of his plan. Pope Leo XIV gave this reminder when receiving all priests of the Diocese of Rome in the Vatican Thursday morning. The Lord, he said, knows well when priests are only united to him, and that when united among ourselves, we can bear fruit and give the world a credible witness. The Pope reassured, I would like to help you, to walk with you, so that each one may regain serenity in their ministry. But precisely for this, he called for renewed effort in priestly fraternity, which he stressed is rooted in a solid spiritual life, in an encounter with the Lord, and in listening to his word. After discussing the need for unity and communion, he called for being exemplary. The Pope recalled that when he ordained priests on the 31st of May, he had underscored how important it is to have transparent lives. Thus, Pope Leo urged, I ask you this with the heart of a father and of a pastor. Let us all commit to being credible and exemplary priests. He said, let yourselves be drawn once more by the call of the Master to feel and live the love of the first hour, the one that led you to make strong choices and courageous renunciations.
Lasciatevi ancora attrarre dalla chiamata del Maestro.
If together, he said, we strive to be exemplary in a humble life, then we will be able to express the renewing power of the gospel for every man and woman. The Pope called on them to embrace challenges as opportunities for witness, urging, let us not run away from them. Pope Leo reiterated, I assure you of my closeness, affection, and willingness to walk with you. With this sentiment, the Holy Father concluded praying, priests may be accompanied by the following appeal of St. Augustine, who said, love this church, remain in this church, be this church, and also said to love the Good Shepherd, and also to pray for the scattered sheep, that they too may come.
Amate questa chiesa, restate in questa chiesa, siate questa chiesa. Amate il buon pastore, lo sposo bellissimo, che non inganna nessuno e non vuole che alcuno perisca.
I'm Deborah Castellano-Lubov.
Also on Thursday, Pope Leo XIV expressed his condolences for the victims of a plane crash in the northwestern Indian city of Ahmedabad. As Devin Watkins reports, the Air India flight bound for London crashed just after takeoff with 242 people aboard.
Air India Flight 171 took off from Ahmedabad Airport on Thursday with 242 people aboard, bound for London Gatwick Airport. The Boeing 787 Dreamliner crashed into a residential area near the airport soon after takeoff, reportedly into the state-run BJ Medical College Hostel, a residence for doctors. Pope Leo XIV sent a message on Thursday to express his heartfelt condolences to the families and friends of those who lost their lives in the crash. In a telegram signed by Cardinal Secretary of State Pietro Parolin, the Pope said he was deeply saddened by the tragedy involving an Air India aircraft near Ahmedabad. Pope Leo assured everyone affected of his prayers for those involved in the recovery efforts and commended the souls of the deceased to the mercy of the Almighty. The Air India plane was carrying 169 Indians, 53 Britons, 7 Portuguese, and 1 Canadian. Passengers included 217 adults, 11 children, and 2 infants, according to Reuters news agency. Images shared on social media and local television channels showed smoke billowing from the crash site as well as debris on fire. Rescue workers appeared at the scene shortly after the crash, and video showed stretchers transporting the injured. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi called the crash heartbreaking beyond words. He said the tragedy in Ahmedabad has stunned and saddened us, expressing his closeness to everyone affected by the crash. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer said in a statement that the incident was devastating. Britain enjoys close ties with India, and nearly 1.9 million people of Indian descent live in the country, according to the 2021 UK Census. I'm Devin Watkins.
In the U.S., for nearly a week, the city of Los Angeles has been gripped by widespread protests against the Trump administration's policy of mass deportations of undocumented migrants. The demonstrations, which have now spread to other cities, began on June 6th in response to raids carried out in L.A. by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials. As Joseph Tellock reports, the protests were the context for a Mass for Peace and Unity, celebrated Wednesday by the Archbishop of Los Angeles, Jose Gomez.
Archbishop Jose Gomez began his homily at the Mass for Peace and Unity by decrying the tension, uncertainty and violence on the streets of Los Angeles. He also offered prayers for our neighbours who are hurting, good, hard-working men and women, people of faith, he said, as well as praying for the police and all those who put their lives on the line to keep our communities safe. Archbishop Gomez then reflected on God's plan for creation.
God has a plan for his creation, a dream of love for the whole human race, and that plan will be fulfilled. The plan is being fulfilled even in this moment. Jesus loves us so much that he gave his life for us, not just for some of us, but every man and woman who was ever born or ever will be born. No matter what countries we come from or the language that we speak.
In a separate statement released on the 10th of June, the Episcopal Conference of Mexico said that they were following the complicated situation in Los Angeles with pain and concern. Referencing an earlier statement by Los Angeles's Archbishop Gomez, the Mexican bishops said that although some undocumented migrants do commit criminal acts, not all undocumented migrants are criminals. Furthermore, the bishop said, the vast majority of undocumented migrants contribute to the good of the communities in which they live and work. The Episcopal Conference called for decisions to be made for the good of all, including a reform of the immigration system, and cited the Book of Numbers command that there must be no distinction between the foreigner and yourself. The statement from the Mexican bishops then concluded with a prayer that God might help us to understand that we are all brothers and sisters and help us to build a better world together. I'm Joseph Tolick.
In other world news, the United Nations Nuclear Watchdog's Board of Governors has declared Iran in breach of its non-proliferation obligations. Following the announcement by the International Atomic Energy Agency, the IAEA, on Thursday, Tehran said it is going ahead with countermeasures following a warning by a, quote, friendly country of a potential Israeli attack. Linda Bordoni has this report.
The United Nations Nuclear Watchdog's Board of Governors has approved a resolution declaring that Iran is not complying with its commitment to international nuclear safeguards. It's the first time in almost 20 years that the IAEA has declared Iran in breach of its non-proliferation obligations. In response, Iran vowed to build a new enrichment facility and upgrade nuclear centrifuge, and said a friendly country had warned it of a possible impending Israeli attack. Iran is a signatory to the Non-Proliferation Treaty, while Israel is not and is believed to have the Middle East's sole nuclear arsenal. Amid Tehran's accelerating uranium enrichment program, US and Iranian officials are set to hold a sixth round of talks in Oman on Sunday. Security fears have risen since US President Donald Trump said this week that American personnel was being moved out of the region because it could be a dangerous place and that Tehran would not be allowed to develop a nuclear weapon. Trump has threatened to bomb Iran if the nuclear talks do not progress. The step is the culmination of several standoffs between the Vienna-based IAEA and Iran since Trump pulled the US out of a nuclear deal between Tehran and major powers in 2018 during his first term in office, after which that accord unraveled. The issue of building, using, and even possessing nuclear weapons has consistently been condemned by popes throughout the decades. Pope Francis was a particularly strong voice in this regard and repeatedly urged nations to disarm. He was a strong advocate for the UN Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons, and under his leadership, the Vatican was one of the first states to ratify it when it opened for signature in 2017. I'm Linda Bordoni.
Finally, in the midst of an ongoing civil war, the church in Myanmar recently celebrated a jubilee of ecclesial movements. Emil Sandberg tells us more.
In February 2021, Myanmar's attempt at a democratic transition ended after the military launched a coup. Ever since, a human rights crisis marked by violence and atrocities has affected every single aspect of life in Myanmar. Despite these difficulties, numerous families and many young people participated in the jubilee of ecclesiastical movements from June 7th to the 8th. According to the Vatican Fides news agency, the jubilee brought together members of various local and international ecclesial associations and movements from all parts of the country. The faithful set out despite the hardships, Fides reported, moved by the joy of experiencing a shared encounter with Christ, who gives the strength to resist all evil and the suffering caused by violence. One speaker, Miss Winnie of the Focalair movement, reminded those present that love for one's neighbor begins at home, and that in all difficulties that surpass human comprehension, one must keep one's gaze fixed on Christ the Lord who hangs on the cross. One speaker, Miss Winnie of the Focalair movement, reminded those present that love for one's neighbor begins at home, and that in all difficulties that surpass human comprehension, one must keep one's gaze fixed on Christ the Lord who hangs on the cross. Monsignor Andrea Ferrante, Chargé d'affaires of the Apostolic Nunciature in Myanmar, invited everyone to remember in their prayers Pope Francis, who prayed so much for Myanmar. The gift of the Spirit gives life. The Holy Spirit brings us new life, love, peace, and freedom, Monsignor Ferrante stated, inviting his listeners to stand in solidarity with the faithful who were unable to attend due to insecurity and the recent earthquake in the country. I'm Emil Sandberg.
And that's all the time we have for this edition of Vatican and World News. For more on these and other stories, we do invite you to visit our website at www.vaticannews.va. You can also catch all the latest updates on our Facebook, X, and Instagram pages. Many thanks this afternoon go to Alberto Giovanetti in the studio in the Vatican. I'm Christopher Wells.